This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm joined today by Julie Jarvis and Marcy Schuler. Hello, Marcy. We're turning the tables a little bit, aren't we? Yeah. So welcome. And you ladies are here to talk about the Feast of Praise that's coming up on Sunday, November the 20th at 4 p.m. Tell me about it, Julie. What's going on?
This is something that we have done since 1993. It's not every year, but it's a world... It's a community-wide worship service just before Thanksgiving that gives us a chance to come together and also take donations to give to people in need locally and around the world.
It's been really a fun program, and basically it's been every other year, every other November. And it started as kind of... The hospice program used to be in November, and so it was kind of every other year you had either the hospice program or the Feast of Praise. Now with the hospice program no longer going, sadly, but we are still rolling with the Feast of Praise, and I'm super excited to be part of it, too.
So it's a Feast of Praise. So what actually happens? Is it a religious thing? Is it, you know, what kind of, is musical? What happens? What are you performing?
Well, the Feast of Praise, the idea is, you know, feast with Thanksgiving theme and the praise because it's a time of Thanksgiving. And so it's been music, all different kinds of music. We've had jazz combos, we've had bluegrass, we've had children's choirs, adult choirs. What else have we had over the years? A lot. It's mostly praise and worship music, right?
Yeah. And this year... It features a community choir, which we haven't had for a long time. And it also features a children's choir. And at one point in the program, we'll have both of them singing together.
That sounds really special. That sounds really fun. And so are there many people in the choirs? Have you got a large turnout of singers?
Yes, we have probably 40 or so adults and 30 or so kids.
And they started practicing in September, October, right? Yeah. And it's been fun.
The adult choirs are led by Kathy Clements and Leah Hoblett. And the children's choir is Belinda Chesbro and Carol Ruby.
Well, I can't think of better people to lead those choirs. And so what is everybody going to be singing?
A lot of... different types of music. One of them is really upbeat and fun, Swinging with the Saints. Another one is a traditional South African piece that will have percussion with it. And
I saw you have a percussion group listed in the in the program.
Yeah. Yeah, we have several people that will be playing percussion. At other points in the program, we have a fiddle player, cello, and a flute player. And then I'm playing keyboard throughout the program.
I see that there's also some poetry by Gene Galliano as well.
Yes.
Is he going to read his own poems?
Yes, just one of his own poems.
Oh, just one? He performed some of his poetry at Rotary a few weeks ago, and I just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that is just fantastic.
So it sounds like a real kind of... a real diversity of different things that people can come and enjoy that day, and you said that it's to benefit a couple of organizations too, Julie. What is that for? There's going to be an offering of some sort. There's not an entry fee as such, but there's an offering. And what are people going to be asked to donate to?
It's the so the program is sponsored by the Buffalo Ministerial Association, and so half of the proceeds go to the Transient Fund, which is, you know, handled by the Ministerial Association. The other half will go to Compassion International and will help children in need around the world.
So it's both got a very local and a global...
Yeah, that was kind of the idea, to you know, not just get monies to give to people far away, but we have needs right here as well. And I think... Paul Gilbert is the president of the Ministerial Association, and he can give you even more information about the Transient Fund. But basically, my understanding is it helps people who are in need coming through town. They're transient. They're not from Buffalo. Maybe to have a bus ticket or a night to stay or gas money. I'm not really sure how it works.
No, well, we're actually, just to kind of jump ahead of you there, Marcy, we've already talked to Paul Gilbert, and he's going to speak to 307 Net Radio about what the Transient Fund actually is, and how it operates, and what the purpose of it is. But if you are somebody who comes across somebody who has a local person who maybe has, you know, a small need, or somebody particularly who might be finding themselves in the community and needs to move on, but maybe needs a hotel room for a night or some money to get the gas or the bus ticket onwards, Paul Gilbert with the Ministerial Association or any local pastor will be able to connect you to those funds. But we will be bringing you more details about that.
Great.
So to go back to Feast of Praise, it's this Sunday on November the 20th. And where is it going to take place this year?
This year it's at Summit Church.
Okay.
And we're actually going to begin at 3:30 with prelude music by the Occidentals. And this is Doug Brothers, Don Conklin, Lynn Young, and Cindy Voiles.
So a bit of bluegrass to get everybody
in the mood.
In the mood.
The whole evening is going to be a toe tapping event.
Okay.
You will enjoy the music. It's really fun.
So if you're looking for something kind of a little uplifting and brightening, this is the event to come to on Sunday afternoon.
Well, and it's 4:00, so, you know, I mean, basically it's before dinner, it's after lunch. I mean, it's perfectly placed as far as timing. You'll be home in time for, you know, your roast that's in the crock pot or whatever it is you're making. And if you're making something good, I'll come on over.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else we need to know, what you can tell us about this lovely event?
Julie, do you want us to talk a little about what Compassion International is? I mean, it's a lot of people know what it is, but there may be some who don't.
It's a Christian organization that allows people to sponsor children one-on-one. And I've sponsored children since 1988, and I've met some of the kids. But basically, it provides their meals, immunizations, healthcare, tutoring, education. And so it's something I'm very passionate about, and I'm very pleased that half of the funds will go to these children in need.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and best wishes for a full and fun event on Sunday. Thank you for taking some time with us.
It's going to be fun. Thanks.